The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Last time I did an Instagram live with Chef Plum from the Food Network, he criticized me because I didn't have a real lemon in my refrigerator. Mm-hmm. I have like the plastic lemon that you squeeze and it has lemon juice.
Oh, I'm familiar. Right.
Yeah, it's Hannah and Raven. Plum, I don't understand. If they've already done the work for you and they've put the juice of the lemon in such a neat little container, why do I need a real lemon?
I didn't think people actually bought that stuff. I couldn't believe when you pulled that out. It's like a toy. Like, that stuff has so much additives to it, it doesn't even taste like lemon.
The reason why we bring this up is because we know that you're out busy being, like, you know, rich people's chef in the Hamptons
Big
right now.
Big-time chef guy.
Right?
Television celebrity.
Your fridge at home, for you, your wife, and your daughters, what are the staples that are always in there? So I didn't tell you earlier this is what we're doing, but I want you to open your fridge right now and just tell me what you see. Because I don't think, even as a real chef, you have fancy things in there.
I'm opening the fridge right now. Let's take a look. And the first thing I see is a bag of wonderful, delicious fresh lemon. I'm not lying about that.
You're a liar.
Pants on fire.
Very, very true. We have, it's like a carton of Newman's Own virgin lemonade. There's oat milk, which I don't know why that's here. I guess because I haven't been here for life, so that's going in the garbage. Almost that. I have several bottles of wine. Some Hershey syrup, always great to have. You never know, late night chocolate milk. And I think I have 14 different bottles of hot sauce.
Who has 14 bottles of hot sauce in their refrigerator?
Well, I've got one, a pickle-based hot sauce. I've got some that's like a habanero, a jalapeno, you name it, I got it. It's delicious stuff. Oh, here's a can of dog food from last night, half of it.
Yep.
Dog food?
Bill Jack.
Drawer here. Usually that would be that meat drawer, maybe where you keep like sandwich meats and cheeses. We have lots of different cheeses, some goat cheese, some honey goat cheese, some blue cheese. What's this? Oh, Cracker Barrel, 24 cuts, marbled, sharp, hearty sliced cheese.
Chef Plum, that doesn't sound very fancy to me. And I thought you were going to give me a hard time about having polio string cheese.
Are you kidding me? You better take that cheese and be happy. You're having hot sauce and lemons for dinner.
I mean, what is that?
Seriously.
Is there real food in your fridge?
Open up the vegetable drawer. Where my wife is amazing and has this amazing garden outside. And there's our first garden eggplant, a bunch of cucumbers, some kale, some peppers, and squash, all grown in the garden outside.
Wow. Actually, that sounds really good.
There's four containers of milk and Narragansett Dell's Watermelon Shandy from a really weak night when I drank way too many of those. Don't want to keep those in there. It makes me ill thinking about it.
How big is your refrigerator? I feel like you have a lot of things in there.
What are you doing with bottles of milk? Is it 1932?
The milkman just showed up.
Weird.
I'm lucky. My fridge is it's about 6 feet tall and about 4 feet wide.
But do you don't have like truffle or bronzino or like the fancy food? Like, you didn't say anything like that.
It says bronzino. Yes, I have a fish. Just the whole bronzino there.
That's what I imagine. I imagine like lobster claws.
Like a pig in there with an apple in its mouth.
Yeah.
Just waiting to be roasted.
I mean, if you think you're like a world famous chef, I would think you would have something more than oat milk and 16 bottles of hot sauce.
Listen, what's the point of a 6 foot wide fridge if you don't have a grown man laying in there?
Well, I do have some organic spicy harissa paste. Oh, but here's Jot Ultra Coffee Concentrate, the 20-ounce bottle. It's like a potion.
Okay.
Essentially, it is illegal in three states.
If there are staples you should always have in your house, what are they?
All right, staples for your house, always. Kosher salt, definitely want to have that because that can make anything delicious. Chicken stock, always have a chicken stock or a veggie stock, super important. Onions, garlic, anything you put onions and garlic in, that tastes way better. And you got to have some sort of protein, so keeping chicken breast around, you're good to go.
All right.
Hey, listen, there's a great cookbook by Jamie Oliver. It's called Five Ingredients. You should check it out. Jamie at Home, Five Ingredients. You can make everything in there. It's all normal stuff.
Chef Plum from the Food Network, as usual, you've done nothing but confuse me.
Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.